the pastor of this church for 1 year. And I just want to say thank you so much for that gift. And that I really do appreciate that. And I know you guys are giving your appreciation. But I just got to tell you, I cannot do this on my own. And absolutely, God is the head. Christ is the head of the church, but you guys are the rest. You guys make it happen. You're the ones that believe in this church and this mission and this vision, and you guys work so hard, and you're going to see how much you guys have worked for the kingdom. And so thank you so much for that. That's very kind of you, and that wonderful gift and that wonderful shirt. I will cherish that. Today is the 1 year anniversary, and it's a great day. I'm happy, but to be honest with you, I'm not anxious, but I did struggle a bit this week preparing this sermon for two reasons. Number one, I've never been a pastor, and number two, Christmas sermons are my weak point personally. I struggle with doing Christmas sermons. Last year I did a Christmas sermon. And I'm not kidding you, I was stressed out about it, because Christmas time, we know what it's about. It's about Christ. We know that a birth happened. We know that Jesus was born. We know the festivities. And so you may be thinking, what's he going to talk about? You know, maybe he's going to talk about Jesus is the reason for the season, or, you know, it's not all about gifts, or we need to get that pagan tree out of the fellowship hall. I don't know. You know, I don't believe that. I think it's great. Some people do, but it doesn't bother me. It's a very pretty tree, by the way. But I got to tell you, these types of sermons I struggle with, because we all know the story. So I was reading the passage, I was reading the text, and I also have to tie in a one-year anniversary sermon on top of that, and I got to have the Spirit lead me and guide me. So, you know, I struggled with that this week, and you know what I came up to? I came up to a passage that I was reading, and the Holy Spirit just illuminated these words. And it's God with us. And that's the text we're going to look at. Because in Matthew, he gives this account about what happens. Very detailed account. He talked about how this is how Jesus was born. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, and they were engaged. But before the marriage took place, Mary did become pregnant. But yet she was a virgin. She came pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, who was engaged, was a righteous man. And now all of a sudden, his engaged fiancée, who's supposed to be a virgin, is now pregnant. Now, from the human mindset, I believe I would think the same thing. I would think, there's something wrong here. So, in the Jewish custom, Joseph was going to quietly and with respect break off the engagement. But the Lord appeared to him in the dream, and this is what the angel said: "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And in verse 22 it says, "All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet." And then the prophet said, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, she'll give birth to a son," and here's the words that stuck out to me like a light. It said, "And they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Amen. And Joseph woke up, and Joseph did what he was supposed to do. God is with us. God says, "I'm going to bring forth my beloved son. He's going to step down from heaven. He's going to be born a very certain way so that you know that he's the Savior. You're going to name him Emmanuel," which is God is with us. It's amazing to think about how the Holy One, the One, Emmanuel, was born on that day. Prophecy fulfilled by the Old Testament. It's amazing to see how God is born so many years ago, and yet it still impacts us today. Why? Because he's Emmanuel, and he's with us. God the Father brought God's presence into human body through living and eating, teaching, healing, and dying and rising again. But the Lord took on flesh and bone. And we know that in John 1. Now what's great is that Emmanuel is still with us today. And that's what I want to talk to you about. God is with us today. He was with them then. He came faithfully to save the Israelites from sin. They thought captivity. But it's to save them and to save the Gentiles, which is you and I, non-Jewish people, and continue that for thousands of years. Emmanuel is a powerful name. But God is with us now. And God is with this church. So I want to talk to you about this year at this church. When we first started, and I'll give you the cue for the slideshow. When we first started, we had a lot of problems. But from the very beginning, the Lord made it very clear that He is with us. We didn't have much, but we prayed. And let's be honest, sometimes whenever, you know, people say, well, I want to get this done, I want to get that done, and somebody says, well, maybe we should just pray about it. I don't want to pray about it. I want to get it done. We were like that at some points, but we knew that God, Emmanuel, is with us. We know that He's going to provide. We don't know how, but He's going to. So we came to this church building. We would turn the lights on, and half the lights were out. So that's the first thing we did. We took the lights, and we replaced all of them. And I remember we had this ballast over here that would not work. And finally, my dad, who knows a lot of contractors, called up this guy, and he tried to walk him through it, and it still wouldn't work. So finally, he came up here, and he said, you know what? We're just going to fix it. Don't worry about it. No charge. Boy, that was a victory. We didn't have much, but we're going to go off of that. So that's a blessing. And then God said, no, I'm with you. I'm going to show you that I'm behind you. So then we turned the lights on and all the roaches would run away. And I joke around and say, we have more roaches than we do church members. So we did the power of pesticide and that happened. We got rid of the roaches. We started cleaning stuff out. Things from many years ago. Started 2 trailer loads, as a matter of fact. Just different things. Things that we didn't need. We're going to do a complete start over, but God is with us. And so we're going to update our missions wall. And we're so thankful to be able to support that many missionaries. And we wanted to make that the heartbeat, the DNA of our church. And we still do. And that will never change. But then God said, I'm really going to show you I'm with you. So then we looked up at the roof. And we saw the roof. Shingles were falling off of it each week. Sometimes nails would fall off. We'd find them in the parking lot. We thought, goodness. All right, Lord, you're with us. What are we going to do? And we talked to the district. And the district brought some people out here to survey the place. And they said, you need to make an insurance claim. In fact, you had a storm come through. And we have the technology to prove it. You need to make a claim that there was hail damage on this roof. And so we did. And the insurance company, they said, well, you know, we appreciate that. But you're past your deadline of making the claim. So we prayed about it. And the district said, let's work with you here. And boy, did they. Before we knew it, the people were up on the roof. And my dad opened up the doors and let them in, and he started praying. God, we need a miracle to take place. We don't have the funds, but you're with us. And before you knew it, the insurance approved for us to have a new roof. Praise the Lord. Problem with it was is that years and years of faithful servants, they couldn't afford a new roof from the previous years, and so they would just do a patch job. And the problem with that is they put layer upon layer, and so the roof guy says, well, we'll approve the claim, but that's pretty much all we can do because it's going to take twice the work to get all the stuff off, and all the decking is rotted out, and you're going to just basically just put a whole new top on this place. So they did. We were thankful for that. And if you would show the picture, you can go ahead and click on the slide. You'll see the before and after picture. So they began working on the roof. Cost $21,000 to be exact. And that was exactly the full amount the insurance was going to give us at first. We got to the storm. It was the day of. The storm was coming in. And those workers were working hard. And we prayed, Lord, hold the rain off. And the rain held off. And then they got the roof down and it just poured for days. That was a victory too. But you see all the things we're done. We did the lobby. Remember those doors in the fellowship hall? We took those out. All the leaking ceilings and the stains, it's gone. We put in new carpet. It's amazing what some small things can do. We redid this meeting room here, and that was, you know, there were cracks all in the walls, and we got all those fixed, and new paint, new floors. We got new carpet in the sanctuary. You can see the before and after picture. The carpet was 30 years old, and it smelled, and somehow the insurance kept giving us opportunities to get more things, and we redid the hallways. And before we knew it, and you can see there's a hole in the ceiling right there. There was holes all in the ceilings. Matter of fact, in my office, there was about a 4-foot hole that was just right there when you walked in. They repaired all of it. And we're just amazed, saying, God, you're with us. And then we had people come. We had baby dedications. We had people starting to serve. And we began to see families come together and serve. And it was a wonderful thing. We had our youth take an abstinence program and talk about the value of love, God's way. And each of them were presented a ring. And we valued that time and valued their decision to take that step. And we were so proud, and we still are, of all of them. We continued these rebuilding in the church. And wonderful things are happening. We knew God is with us. And I just sat back and go, wow. Wow, Lord, it's amazing. Then we had our fundraiser. We had our catfish fry downtown. We had people from the community coming up and getting a plate. And we were telling them this is going to our youth group. We got to raise a lot of money to take all of our youth this year. And the community bought in with it. We had some wonderful people serving, and even got Ron with the chicken hat on, and he wore it the whole time. And we had such a wonderful time with the harvesters. We had this big fundraiser. And I said, look, guys, we don't have a lot, but I can tell you that God's pretty big, and we know God is with us. And we raised the exact goal amount we needed to take those kids to youth camp. Man. Then we had VBS. First time doing it. We didn't know what to expect, but we did what we could. And we had 21 kids show up. And we had 21 volunteers. Faithful volunteers. And it was the wonderful, wonderful week of VBS. Then we sent our kids off to youth, to the youth camp, and they had a great time. You see what I'm getting at here? You see what all we're doing in 1 year? God is with us. Then we had a wedding shower. Guess what? I found a girl, and she's sticking with me. We had a wedding shower, and you guys blessed us with gifts. And we're still so blessed to just look at all the gifts you guys have given us, and today as well. We look at how God brought us from here to now here. Because God is with us. We had Noah and Jess come, start as interns, and now they're investing in the youth and kids. And they had a wedding shower as well, and you guys blessed them. And yeah, you know what? If you don't want to go to our wedding, that's fine. You can go to theirs. It won't hurt my feelings. But we're glad they're here. Because God directed their paths to this church. Because God is with us. And last week, we had a Christmas play. And look at all those people up there that spent their time, that spent their times after work, all the helpers, all the people that were invested into that play. And it was wonderful. And then I just put that picture up there because. But I am so thankful for you guys, but I'm also thankful because God is with us. God is with us. We had some miracles take place in this church as well. I remember there was a time whenever Sister Peggy came up and she said, we got a problem. My sister's appendix ruptured, and the doctors don't think they're going to make it. They got her to the emergency room, but the doctors said it's not looking good. So we stopped the service and we began to pray. And we just simply prayed, Lord, you are with us. And so we pray for divine healing to take place. And we want you, Lord, to heal her. She got a report back. And not only did she survive, but she made a complete recovery. We also had Brother Pat come in with an MRI. He wanted the test results to be negative. And so we simply just prayed for Brother Pat right there in service. He came back and the test results were negative. And we're still praying for Pat because he does have to go back. We believe in that. And God provided. About this time last year, I know Shirley remembers this very well. Shirley became very ill. And Brother Frankie Freeman, her husband, that we all love dearly, he went on to heaven. And so that was a difficult thing to do, but it was bittersweet because we love Frankie, but we know he's in the presence of God. But we also had to take care of Shirley because Sister Shirley was very ill. And I like to take notes on things, and I remember writing these notes down, and I remember writing this down. I said, the past 2 days, Sister Shirley's in the hospital, and each day I grip her hand, and each day goes by, and the grip gets weaker. And by that second day, she couldn't even talk. She didn't know where she was at. The doctors didn't know what was going to happen, what was going on. They thought about doing surgery, but they couldn't figure out what the problem was to have surgery, and it was just getting worse each day. And you know what we did? We prayed for Shirley. And we prayed, Lord, we believe that you are with us. And we believe that you can heal her. And I'll never forget walking into that hospital room the very next day. And Shirley and Kenneth and Lita were there as well. They were sitting beside it. And I walked in and they had these great big grins on their face and just pointed at her and said, look at Shirley. And Shirley was just sitting up eating away. Totally different. Healed by the hand of God. I said, Shirley, you look amazing. She said, a light just came on yesterday, and I'm back to normal. She said, I began to get out of the hospital bed and began to walk. And the doctors came in and said, we're not for sure. You know how doctors are. We love them. But, you know, they have all these 10-syllable words. You know, they try to give this explanation, and Shirley finally said, so what you're saying is you don't have an answer for this. And they said, no, we don't know what happened, but you're back to normal. It's God. God is with us. It's amazing what God can do whenever we pray to Him. It's amazing what we can do whenever we trust in Him. And this year has been amazing, friends, because we have seen that God is with us, and He's with us now. The same God that is with us was conceived by the Holy Spirit, but also empowered. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit as well. The same Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus and conceived Jesus is here today to empower us for service. Yes. To empower us in our personal prayer life. To empower us to do great things for the community and the church. I am excited. I am so excited. I was joking around this morning with a couple people and I said, this is my last sermon that I know of where I'm preaching without a ring on my finger. My left hand's going to be a little heavier now whenever I have to preach. I don't think it's that heavy, but personally, my life's going to change, but it's for the good. Noah and Jess are getting married as well. The holidays are coming up, and we look at what we want to do, and we see how God is providing. We look at what we want to do here, and we see God saying, I am with you. And He is. So this next year is going to be a lot of fun. You guys are going to love the changes. I know we don't like change. I don't like change, but I love this change. So you're going to love it. We're going to bring in somebody who will be my wife, who is at a bigger church. She's a pastor. She does her own thing. She's great at it. She's giving that to come here. Yes, because we're getting married, but she really has a heart for this church as well. She wants to serve. That's it. She doesn't want a name title. She doesn't want any kind of authority. She doesn't want it. She just wants to serve. She wants to help. She wants to build on what we've been building on this entire year. This next year, I want us to really focus on the kids. 2020, I want us to really focus on the kids. I've been praying, Lord, where do you want us to go? And all I think about is children. Last year as well, Lord, we want to build a children's program. And then we have people come in. We have VBS. We have people step up and say, yeah, we're behind it. Friends, I just want to let you know, I believe 2020 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year. I believe we're going to do great things. We're going to make outreaches. We're going to go into the community like we've been doing. We've been trying to get involved with the schools, and they've been open to let us come in and do different things. And we're really doing wonderful things. But this is what I don't want us to do. I don't want us just to stop. I don't want us just to live in the past. I don't want us to just say, all right, we did good, now let's just show up. I want us to go to the next level. I know you do too. I know I can't do this alone. I know you guys can make it happen as well. We want to have a safe place for children. We want to invite children to come in. I want to share this with you. A year ago, I was in a minister's meeting and with some other AG pastors, and we were really praying hard for our churches. And the Holy Spirit is really moving and manifesting and giving all of us different words. And I don't usually get these. Matter of fact, I think there's like one other time I've gotten something like this. But I began to picture it was a skyline of the community whenever you come in. And you could see that the entire town was dark except for this church. There was like a light on it. And your first thought is, okay, that's probably God talking about how you're going to expose the darkness and the sin and things like that. And so I just always had that in my mind, and I just didn't think a whole lot about it. And last night, I was at my parents' house, and as a faithful son, I put up her Christmas lights outside. Yes, thank you. And as I was putting those up, I was reminded of that vision I had. And I thought, okay, yes, I do remember that. Definitely, I do. And what's amazing is that I realized that God was saying, you see how outside, how dark it is. And I was doing them at night because I'm an idiot. But I was doing it at night, but I had the lights lit up, okay? So I could see the work I was doing with the lights. Now, when we see Christmas lights, we think of how pretty it is, how beautiful it is, all the lights, how it attracts us to that house. You see where I'm getting at here? And the Christmas lights light up the place, as in a good way, like you want to go there. And that's what this vision was. I realized, and God's saying to me, this place, that vision I gave you is the church that he wants for us to have. A place that's lit in a dark place, yes, but a place that is welcoming adults and kids in to this church. Where they see it and go, I want to go to church there. I want to have fun here, the kids say, and I guess adults too. I want to learn about God. I want to come back. And that light that was there, that's what it meant. So friends, 2020 is going to be a great year. The rest of this December is going to be a great year. But I really want you to be praying that we take this to a next level. And this church be a light in a community that needs light. Because friends, this community needs help. I can tell you right now that there are hurting families, hurting children. There are some tough situations out there. And we want to be the church that welcomes any person into those doors and let them and show them that God is with us. Yes. Just like Emmanuel is with them, the Jews then, God is with us now. I'm excited. And if I get out of jury duty tomorrow, I'll be married. I should get out of it, hopefully. But after I'm married and we come back, you guys are going to meet Jessica. I'm going to ask her to come up, and she's just going to say a few words, and we're just going to talk about 2020. And then we're going to also have like we do every year, we're going to have a fast, and we're going to really pray and dig deep. We're going to pray for spiritual growth. We're going to pray for our church. We're going to pray for community. We're going to pray for those three things in those 3 weeks. And what I've said, I really hope you guys take to heart and you sow it into your hearts and be focused in on that. That we be a light where there's darkness, but a light that attracts people to this church. Because God is with us and God is behind us. And I'm excited. I'm going to close us out in prayer. I want to pray for you guys. I will be here Wednesday, but I will not be here next Sunday. Life Challenge will be here. And you're going to love it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to see how God is working in those men's lives. But I just want to say I love each and every one of you. I pray for each and every one of you. And I'm excited for the future. And I know you guys are behind it as well. And we're doing this all for him. We're doing it all for him. Father, Lord, we thank you for everything you've done in our lives. Lord, it's been an amazing year.